Well, McColgan again. Won't do my full intro. I don't think it's necessary. I think people know who I am by now. Anyway, this is a spontaneous boo. And the reason for it is that, you know how you get surprises in life? Something just comes right out of the blue, and when you walk away from it, you just think, oh, why did that not happen? Why did that not happen a long while ago, years ago? Okay, the story is that I, walking back through one of the parks just literally 5 minutes, oh, more than 5 minutes ago, quarter an hour ago, I saw a couple coming towards me who are a local couple, and they, like myself and my wife, are always noticeable by always holding hands everywhere they go. And I'm guessing they're about the same age as us. But they, well, you know how you have expressions of people. You know how you think, oh, they're this and they're that. Well, we are a very friendly couple, and we will speak to Tam the Deal, as they say here. And we've often tried to make contact, eye contact with this couple for years and years, and just to make conversation. We're not people who put ourselves forward, but we like to, you know, good morning, hi there, and then that might lead to one day just stopping and saying, you know, oh, it's a lovely day, or it's a miserable day. And things lead on from there. That's how usually things go with chat. So we tried this for years, looking at this couple, because they stay fairly close to us, and we never ever got, they would never ever get eye contact. And so we gave up and just thought, well, that's it. They're obviously a couple who just don't want to talk to other people other than maybe their close friends or family. So I was coming through the park there, and I seen them coming, recognised them, and as they came by, I just thought, well, what's the point? You know, what's the point trying to make eye contact? I wouldn't bother. And then I thought, you know, that's not my nature. And at least if I say hi, nod my head, then I've done my bit, and if they ignore me again, or don't want to look my way, then, you know, that's them, that's up to them. So, well, what I did do is I did slow down and lift my head, looked across, and I just says, hi there. And the guy actually looked at me and says, oh, hi. And I said, it's really bitter today, isn't it? Funny how the weather's always an introductory theme, isn't it? Is that the same where you live? Or do people in sunnier climes don't talk about the weather? Maybe it's a UK thing. Anyway, so we stopped, basically, and his wife says, yes, it's really cold. I thought it was going to be fairly nice when we come out, but I'm glad we put our thermal gear on and our big anoraks. So I won't tell you what the conversation was about. It was pretty boring stuff. But the fact was that they actually conversed, and we spoke for maybe only 3 or 4 minutes. But 3 or 4 minutes was a long time compared to nothing. And so when we finished, I says, well, I won't hold you back. I'll let you go on. And they says, oh, that's okay. We're just going up the street for a couple of messages. And I says, well, you know, nice to talk to you. And they says, yeah, yeah, and you too. And I says, well, I'll look out for you now. And they says, yeah, that'd be great. Now, that might seem trivial to some people, but for years and years, we tried this. I tried it on my own, and Mary tried it on her own. And we've tried it as a couple with this other couple, but they just didn't seem to want to know. Well, I don't know what's changed in their life, or maybe the moment was right. Maybe circumstances, the geological aspect came in. They were out walking through the park, and everything was just there at the one moment in time, one place in time, that suited them to respond. So that was a big surprise, and now I'm walking back towards my home, and when I get back, I'll tell my wife that little story. And I know what she'll say. She'll do what we call a Victor Meldrew up here. I don't believe it. I think as you get older, you tend to be Victor Meldrews, whether you're male or female. I think it just gets that way because things get you and you just go, I just don't believe it. Anyway, so she will be surprised. And then, but I know her, and the first time she passes up on the street, she will, again, deliberately this time, try to make eye contact, and even if it's just, hi, or cold day today. So, to me, it was a great thing, because we're very friendly people. We are congregational people. We don't go to pubs and clubs, but we like to meet people and speak to them and just be friendly in nature. So it's been a big move as far as that's concerned. I'm maybe making a meal out of this little story. Maybe it doesn't deserve this length of audio, but to me it was quite important, because now I know that when I pass that couple, I won't be frightened to look their way and say hi. Hopefully, unless they revert back to what they were, which I pray they don't. It's another two friends I've made in the world. And it's always nice to make friends in the world, isn't it? So, end of the little story. I'll speak again soon. Bye for now.